eight people had career PRs. Some hadn't PR'd since their sophomore year.
Are there any specific individuals that you were impressed with?
Well, I think the one that stuck out the most was Avery Skeek. She's our freshman, and she dropped almost a minute and a half off her best time. She's always been kind of running in our five or six position, and she finished fourth overall with just a fantastic run, just 8 seconds behind our fastest girl. And all the girls ran extremely well. Alexander Bless had a PR by a minute and 15 seconds. And Kaylee Eddy came really close to her PR. Hannah Funt had a career PR as a senior at that race. And so they all ran extremely well, but the girls did super. Tucker Hagerman almost went sub 18, which is a very fast time. He did an 18:01. And that was good for him because his last PR was as a sophomore at an 18:17. So he's come a long way. And then both our freshman boys, Corin and Tolan, went sub 20, which was a pretty strong showing for those guys.
So were there any struggles that you had during this race that you noticed?
Well, we're dealing with a few little injuries, but really it was a very good race overall. The girls ran in perfect conditions. It started raining really hard for the boys' race, but that's what we expect in cross country. It's a very uncontrolled environment. The course was at places muddy and grassy and slippery, and they ran into a shooting range and uphills and downhills, and some of it's asphalt and some of it's gravel, and the finish is on a big uphill, and so they are challenges, but they're challenges we like to have because it's cross country. It's supposed to be an adventure. It's supposed to be challenging.
So this Saturday you have another cross-country meet in Ketchikan. How are you preparing the team for that?
We are actually getting so close to regionals that we usually go very, very hard during the week. We're starting an early taper, which means our practices are a little bit shorter, a little bit more intense. But mostly we're trying to keep people healthy. So whereas last week's advice might be run harder, run faster, this week's advice is please get sleep, please don't share water bottles, please don't let anybody sneeze on you because we need to stay healthy. So number one rule this week is stay healthy, stay uninjured.
And what are your hopes for Ketchikan this weekend?
My hopes for Ketchikan is that it doesn't really blow 30 like it's supposed to, that the course doesn't flood like it did last year, that there's no bears on the course like there was last year, and that the kids go down there and just have a lot of fun running and enjoy the experience. For our seniors, Mara and Tucker and Hannah, it's their last invitational meet and last time they'll get to run in Ketchikan, so hoping they just have a really good race down there to kind of cap off their senior years.